Now, talking of space, Dave, you saw this intriguing story which suggests that actually other stars blowing themselves to pieces might have an influence on life on Earth.
Yeah, that's right. If you look at the diversity of life on Earth, so the number of different species and groups of species called genera, it's varied quite a lot over the last 400 or 500 million years. It's hard to measure this with big things like mammals and dinosaurs. But if you look at small things like marine invertebrates, which fossilise really, really well, it seems to rise rapidly to about 250 million years ago, then dropping rapidly about 200 million years ago. It's been increasing again over the last 100 million years. Now, these trends obviously interested geologists, and they've used lots of things to try and explain it. The most effective one being the amount of tectonic activity, which tends to raise the sea level because you've got volcanoes in the sea, so it's a bit like putting stones in a cup, so the sea level goes up, which produces lots of shallow seas and more complicated coastlines. And this means you get a very varied marine environment, and so you get more diversity of species because more diversity of places for them to live. But it doesn't by any means explain all the changes. Now, Henrik Svensmark has been looking in a completely different direction to explain it. He's been looking at supernovae, which are huge stars exploding at the end of their lives, and he's been looking at them within about 5,000 light years of Earth. And he's then plotted this against the amount of damage that you get to meteorites of different ages. And that seems to agree for the last few million years, so that sounds like it's working.
So you can put the supernova events at the same points in time that they're having an influence on Earth, so you can show there's a corresponding effect on Earth, and then he's tying that to, well, what was life doing at the same time that these things were going off bang and then having an effect on the Earth?
That's right, and then he's compared it to the life, and if you take away the effect of tectonic things, it lines up absolutely beautifully. It's an incredibly good fit.
Wow, so what would be the theory? What do they think is happening then when a star in our close cosmic neighbourhood goes bang? What is it doing to the Earth? How could it influence the Earth to make life flourish?
So supernovae are thought to be the source of many of the high-energy particles flying through space called cosmic rays. And they crash into the atmosphere, forming trails of ions, which can, in some conditions, form clouds, which cools down the Earth. And in a cool Earth, there's more variety of habitats, because you've got the polar habitats, and then you've got the habitats around the equator. He's also looked at the number of closed supernovae and the number of kind of unexplained, very rapid cooling events on Earth. And the periods when there should be quite a lot of supernovae, there's quite a lot of these unexplained cooling effects. So supernovae could be having a huge effect on us.
It's amazing to think that we're being influenced not just by our own star, the Sun, but by stars which don't even exist anymore and may have been billions of miles away.